Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. I'm JP. That's Tim. This is the Positive Truth. We're bringing positive news to fight back the fear, fight back the hatred, and bring communities together. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Are you going to do any Black Friday shopping?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Are you going to do any Cyber Monday shopping?
I think so, Ghost Rider.
Nice. Did you have any plans for Layla's first Christmas? What you're going to get her?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Man, I have no clue. I've been going to like Walmart, Target. I've been going everywhere, just walking around, looking at like stuff little girls can get, little boys can get, anything, kids. I don't know what little 6 months olds can play with. And I'm probably just going to get her a little ball, let her roll around. That's all she does now, man, is roll. She won't crawl. She can't. She's not strong enough yet, I guess, but she can roll. So that's her way of traveling around the living room.
Wait till she starts running.
Dude, that's going to be fun.
Maybe for you.
It's not gonna be Brenda. Facts.
When do you put the tree up?
I'll put it up probably the day after Thanksgiving. I didn't want to put it up too early because I'll leave it up until like February, man.
Okay. I forgot you said that.
It's true, man. I get lazy.
Okay. That's cool, Tim. If you're new to the Positive Truth. We're here to bring you, I can't even like pun that, Tim. That was so
my good. My bad, man. You're good. Keeping it real.
You want to support the podcast, like, share, subscribe. It helps us out so much. Leave us a 5-star review. Tell a friend about us. We also have social media accounts like our YouTube and Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. In our Facebook, we post positive news stories 5 days a week. In our videos. You don't even have to have a Facebook to check it out. You can still check out the positive news stories without having one. And yeah, let's get to these positive news stories. What do you got, Tim?
Before we get started, I hope everybody heard how JP's voice got deeper and more serious at the same time. That was impressive, man. Have you been working on that? You went from mid laugh to back to regular programming.
You know, when I was a kid, I would watch commercials and it would there would be the 1-800 something something something. So
yeah,
I would just say that stuff out loud for some reason. So I'm guessing it's that. Also, yeah, I gotta talk constantly at the job. You have to sell expensive things. So you can, like, if you're talking to a customer, it's like joking about a $300 bottle of wine and he's like, oh yeah, why should I get this? You have to get this real serious real quick.
Oh man, I like that backstory, man. I'm loving it.
That's probably it. But anyway, what do you got, Tim?
Man, I have this dope video that I'm sharing to the Facebook page right now as we speak about this toddler whose parents told her, hey, it's time for us to go bye-bye. And basically, the little girl's name is Jude. She decided, okay, it's time to go bye-bye. So what she does when it's time to go bye-bye is give everybody a hug that's in the room. Well, they were at a park. So everybody that was at this park, this little girl can see she is tapping them on the shoulder, whether she knows them or not. She is running up to them while they're sitting down in the grass and giving them a hug. And she's so adorable that everybody is basically giving her a hug. This video I'm sharing to the Facebook page is about a minute and 30 seconds long. If you guys want to check it out, it'll definitely make you smile like it made me.
Did you say check it out?
Check it out. Wow, I'm tripping.
You're good, man. You're good. Have you ever seen those videos where it's like, hey, there's like free hugs?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's what I was thinking whenever I heard this story. Hugs are always a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know what's also a good thing? That Christmas spirit. Some people start celebrating Christmas after Halloween. Others, Black Friday, which is today. Some people, like me, celebrate it when the semester's over so they can actually start thinking about it. But there's a man in Vermont who does something. We've done this for baseball. Like, this is going to be our third Christmas. Every year we talk about this, and each time it's still incredible. There's a mystery shopper that paid for all of the items on layaway at a Walmart in Derby, Vermont. It's just an act of generosity. It's just absolutely awesome, and I just want to talk about it.
I hear you, JP. And can you repeat that last little bit of the story? Because I don't know what happened over here at my end.
Okay. So basically, have you ever put something on layaway, Tim?
Yes.
So there's a Walmart in Derby, Vermont, and a mystery shopper paid for everybody's items on layaway.
Ah, okay. Dope. I love that. It happens all the time every year. And like, I feel like those people never get enough credit. I hear about it like by like word of mouth. I don't hear about it on the news or on social media like I should.
Yes, sir. That's what we're here for, though. So those acts of kindness. What do you got, Tim?
Man, I have another kid story, actually. It's about a 9-year-old in Canada. So earlier this year, Canada became the second nation in the world to legalize recreational marijuana, right? So this 9-year-old named Alina Childs, she's in the Girl Guide. I think that's the Canadian Girl Scouts. I'm not too sure.
Okay.
So she's selling Girl Scout Girl Guide cookies, and she decided to camp outside of a dispensary called Nova Cannabis, and she sold out completely. She ended up selling, 30 boxes of cookies, which earned her $120 for the Girl Guides in less than an hour. It went viral on social media. People were uploading it to Twitter saying, God bless this girl selling Girl Scout cookies outside of Nova Cannabis. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a smart move, and it definitely made me laugh a little bit.
I had no clue where you were going with this when you said cannabis and 9-year-old girl, but I like how it is.
I mean, I giggled. I'm not going to lie.
That is a good idea. That's a smart 9-year-old.
Yeah, man. She's ahead of the game.
Speaking of being ahead of the game, we try to be with our audio meditation. Every audio episode, we do this thing where me and Tim talk about one great thing going on in our lives, because in all the stresses of our lives, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. We encourage you to participate as well. Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, I am grateful for the fact that my brother will be here in about 5 days. He has not been to Oklahoma in some years, and he is coming out here to visit with a couple of my nieces and nephews, and I'm excited.
Has he seen Layla yet?
No, he hasn't. He's like super excited to meet her, so I'm like, this is gonna be pretty dope. I'm pretty excited. I went to go see him last year actually in Arizona, so whenever we were out there, Edna was pregnant with Layla, but she was only like 3 months pregnant or something.
Yeah, you drove, right?
Yeah, yeah. Never again, never again.
Exactly. That's awesome. I feel like he's coming more to see Layla than he is you, but it's all good. It's all good.
Hey, I'll take it.
Absolutely. I'm grateful for community, because there's nothing better than just a community sticking together. Even if it's like a small group of people, they can do such great things. Just, I still believe in what a dedicated few can really do to change the world for the better. It actually ties into my next positive news story. There's a gamer. His name is Dominique McLean. He goes by Sonic Fox. I guess that's a cool gamer name.
I like it.
And he won the Injustice 2, which is a video game series. And he beat Curtis Rewind McCall. I like any sport that gives out nicknames. We need more nicknames in sport, like Iron Mike Tyson.
I agree.
Can we just have more nicknames? Anyway. Sonic Fox, since he won the whole Injustice thing, he won $40,000 as a grand prize. Nice check for playing video games. Shout out to you.
Man. But
the best thing about it was he was a believer in the gamer community. And the person he beat, the Rewind, the Curtis McCall, his family had... His father has stage 3 cancer and went into surgery the day before the tournament. And so when Dominique won, he donated $10,000 of his grand prize to the family of Curtis McCall to help his father with the paying through for his bills, because he's like, we got to stick together. And I just think it's absolutely awesome.
That is awesome, man. you don't hear very many positive news stories from the gaming community. And I bet they got a lot of good things going on over there. And that's pretty dope, man, that you found that story, JP.
Yeah, let's be honest, Tim. We're not exactly too involved in the gaming community. That's probably why we don't hear about it. So keep sending those our way. And we'll keep talking about them.
Absolutely.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, so I've had this like kid theme all week, right? And my last story for the week is about the 7-year-old girl who became certified as a barber so she can offer free haircuts to kids in her city.
Wait, what?
Her name is Najay Graham Henrys, and she basically just started the second grade, and she became a barber so she can give free haircuts to kids in Philadelphia for a means of a community service. But that's all she wanted to do it. She first became interested in cutting hair when she followed her brother to check out the Junior Barber Academy, and her sibling wasn't interested in it, but she was. So she basically came back. She wasn't intimidated by anybody, even though she was the youngest and the only girl. She stood there and did her thing. I have a really cool video interview that CBS did with her. I'm sharing it to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast, so check that out. And yeah, smile like I did.
So Wednesday, you had the story of the 7 or like the whatever year old, 7 year old, the new 11 languages.
Right.
Now you got the 7 year old that's learning how to cut hair. And then on Wednesday, you had the story about the marathon runner getting shot in the head twice and was still running marathons. What excuse do we have, Tim?
Absolutely nothing, man. We don't have an excuse. That's exactly why we have to just continue talking about it and be about it, man. We have to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Well said. Very well said. What's not well said is everything I'm about to say in this next positive news story, because it's science is cool with the positive truth.
I'm loving it. Let's get it.
Israel scientists have developed a way to implant organs that won't be rejected by the human body. So what they're doing is there's a breakthrough development that uses a patient's own stomach cells to cutting the risk of an immune response from implanted organs. So we've learned how to grow hearts, lungs, livers, things of that nature. The problem is sometimes the body rejects them. So what these Israel scientists did, they basically take cells from inside the stomach and use that whenever they're making the organs. And that way the body's ready for it whenever the new organs come in. And so now it's just like, you need a spinal cord, you have a Parkinson's or a spinal cord injury, a heart after a heart attack, a brain after a brain trauma. With our technology, we can engineer any tissue type after transplantation that can be effectively regenerate any disease or injured organ. If this sounds like science fiction, that's because it is. Either way, it's absolutely awesome. It's basically engineering idiopathogenic fatty tissue implants from reconstructive surgeries or cosmetics that won't be rejected by the body. And the future is now, Tim.
Yo, that sounds like you were talking about stuff off of Star Wars or Star Trek or something to that nature, because I was lost, but it sounded really dope at the exact same time.
Well, I'm going to post it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, please do. Let me check that out, man. I'm going to have to read it.
So, let's just, in all the sciencey goop, good things are coming in the future. Or like right now, it's just whenever we can start doing it on a more massive scale. I think it's awesome.
Heck yeah.
We're out of positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, sir. I have a quote by Lucille Ball. I'd rather regret the things I've done than regret the things I haven't done.
Yeah, that's why we have these 7-year-olds learning 11 languages and learning how to cut hair.
I know, man. We're slacking.
The youth is incredible.
Facts.
We'll be back soon with more positive news stories. We have an interview coming up on Monday with Cleats for Kids, Oklahoma.
Allison!
And it's going to be incredible. You gotta check it out. Check it out visually, too. The visual episode is going to be incredible as well. We'll be back soon. And yeah, we're out.
Stay positive.